Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Josiah Brandt, head coach of the Pella Boys tennis team, as spring is upon us. Coach, we're back for another spring preview, another fun spring last year, especially with a lot of new faces in the program. Still had some really memorable moments on your way to both individual and team state. And now here we are again with another lineup that features a lot of new faces. First of all, how exciting has it been just to be back with the guys again and playing the sport they love?
Being outside in the spring playing tennis with high school boys is great. I told them on Friday, just people I grew up with, they're living different lives than I am. None of them get to spend their springs coaching the Pella High School boys tennis team. And I don't take that for granted. So it's super great to be out there. And it's a year that is going to have a lot of question marks. But they are exciting question marks.
And as we look at some of your key returners, who are the guys who are kind of early on, at least being your leaders in practice and guys that you expect to see a lot of playing time early in the season?
Trevin Sutton, Braden Van Horn they played in our lineup last year, top six when we made it to team state. And then we've had Malik Fisher and David Patel and Hayden Johnson and Jamison Castle, Corbin Van Dyke. I forgot Corbin. Corbin played in our lineup too. They played in our varsity regular season lineup. So they're all back, and then we have a whole bunch of guys who've been playing all winter. So we're excited to see kind of how it all plays out.
Well, and we talked about that last year after that group from 2 years ago graduated and you kind of had the heights of the program. A good time for the program to refocus on the things that matter most. And I know when you and I talk about this, sure, you'd love to be playing at team state and playing on the final day of the year. That's always a great goal, but it's the moments in between. And how fun has it been to try to continue to build that culture of we want to be good at tennis, but also enjoying every day, practice, all the above?
Yeah, we think we have a really good chance to play at state again. And a bright side is that maybe in the past we've kind of known that we were going to get to state. I don't know if that's right or wrong to assume that, but we were in that position. But this year it's kind of like that match could be really exciting. Again, I don't know if this is right or wrong to say, but we've had years where winning the match to go to state has not really felt that exciting. And the idea for this year and how, you know, what we have coming back and what's coming back in the state is that we might be playing in a very, very, very exciting match to go to state. So that's really exciting.
And that starts with getting matches on the schedule and getting duels and some triangulars and all the above. Let's start with what's coming up immediately here, even in the next week or so. Very, very busy as you kick into the first full week of April and beyond.
Right, yeah. So we play Ballard on Monday. They made it to state last year, I believe. Play Boone. They're always there on Tuesday, triangular and with DCG. We play Norwalk, and then we play Sergeant Bluff and Columbus on Saturday. So Sergeant Bluff is ranked second or third. Norwalk's two-way. They're always good. I think we lost to them last year in our regular season. Boone's always at state. Ballard has been at state constantly in Sens Kids. So it's going to be a tough week. The good news is that they have just been super fun to be around. And so a little bit, we have these ideas and themes that we talk about or kind of guide the season. And this year, I didn't know what to do until a player, Corbin, came in. He was like, I'm just so excited for the season. And we talked about the same thing, like, this could be a year where we, you know, are on the bubble for making it to team state and having those kind of results that we've had in the past. And he was like, yeah, I understand that. And he's like, I think we'll do it. We're playing really well. Guys have put in a lot of time. But he's like, it's just a really good group of guys. And so, yeah, our theme this year is just the fellas, because it's just a really fun group of guys. So at the end of every practice, we just say, fellas. And they've started to use it. Just, what's up, fellas? So yeah, we still have high expectations, and we want to achieve those things that we've had in the past, realistically. But again, like a Tuesday practice with the fellas can be just as meaningful as a state tournament berth with the fellas. They really enjoy being around each other.
Yeah, and that sounds like a whole lot of fun to be around. I can't wait till I get around back to the courts for some pictures and interviews with the fellas. Again, opening up on Monday, four matches between then and Saturday, of course, all weather permitting. That's Josiah Brandt, head coach of the Pella Boys tennis team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, always appreciate your time and look forward to the first time I get to see the Pella Boys tennis team in action this spring.
Thank you.